Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Injury Time, the ISL edition. We are in quarantine and self-isolation at this point in time, so doing it over Skype. And as always, with me, Sandeep Menon, to give details is Deban Sen. Hello, Deban. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Going on. Working from home. So
yeah, pretty so far, much. So actually, good. You end up working a lot more from home, don't you?
Well, we have limitation in space also.
Correct. So on our medium, we actually end up having to do a little bit more. So, yeah, that's not all right. At least it gives you something to do when you're not sort of not working.
Yeah, for me, it's more about the space and stuff like that. So
correct.
I was working in office until 2 days ago.
Oh,
just started. The working from home. We're taking rotas to go to work. Skeletal stuff and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, another season is more or less over. The ISL season at least. We have obviously got a champion, a worthy champion in ATK, you feel?
Yes. I mean, in terms of their fairy tale run, obviously Chennai were perhaps somewhat sentimental favorites, I'd say, going into the final. But if you look at the overall season, you would say that ATK was a more consistent team. So in that sense, you would call them deserved champions. Good team, no doubt. Lots of good contributions from across the field and consistent from pretty much the first round. So that's what stood them in good stead, unlike some of the other teams.
So in the final itself, did you think it was a fair reflection, the results, them winning comfortably over Chennai and a fair reflection of the results?
Actually, I had some prior engagement, so I had to go out when the final happened, but I was following it on the ESPN app. And just reading the text commentary, I don't know, I mean, if you watched, you can probably give a better picture. It seemed like Chennai sort of tactically played into ATK's hands, didn't they? Because it seemed like they attacked a little bit more. In a sense, they kept themselves a little bit more open. And I think ATK welcomed that because they are a team which counterattacks well. And yeah, I mean, on another day, this just could have been an opposite result or something. But they got things their way. And particularly, I guess, Arindam Bhattacharya came good on a day when it mattered a lot.
Yeah, then I felt Chennai were a little naive going all gung-ho. Although they did have a lot of the ball and stuff. ATK are... you know, defensively strong team.
Yeah.
And always going to counterattack and find, you know, be smart about their game.
Yes. So maybe they could have, I mean, if they could revisit, I'm sure what they would look at is probably playing it as two different halves. Maybe being a little bit more conservative to begin with and then putting on the sort of, attacking metal that they are known for or they were known for throughout the season in the second half. But yeah, I mean, fair game. They made it an entertaining final, which was difficult to do in front of no crowd. But yeah, I mean, both teams gave it a good shot. And in the end, it was probably like one of the better finals we've had in recent years.
Yeah, it's like one of those ghost games when nobody's there. You could hear the passes and the players shouting and stuff, even through television, which is an odd feeling. But I feel the correct call was made. In terms of
our friend Anirudh, he was there. Anirudh Menon was covering it for ESPN, and more than anything else, he was a little freaked out about the whole situation, about just the spreading pandemic and so just the threat perception of what could happen. So thankfully everything went well, and yeah, he was quite glad to get back home the following day.
Yeah, absolutely, it must be quite eerie. I mean, I'm afraid in the house only, so I can only imagine. Mm-hmm. So looking at the season as a whole, any moments that stand out for you? Because we're looking at like the whole season and season ending sort of a review sort of a thing. So anything that stands out to you?
I think one of the better seasons, because there was a lot more competition for places. I guess since the, you know, the merged leagues, or since, well, ISL has been running concurrently with I-League. For 2 years, it was very clear which were the two best teams. To an extent, of course, Chennai would have something different to say about 2017-18. They were good even then. But yeah, Goa and Bengaluru have come to sort of dominate the ISL in recent seasons. This year as well, obviously, Goa doing their bit, holding on to the top spot and effectively winning that historic AFC Champions League spot. But among the remaining teams, there was a lot more competition, I thought. Odisha FC were a breath of fresh air in the way that they played. Jamshedpur promised a lot. They just sort of fell away probably when Sergio Castel became injured. And yeah, Mumbai City also were quite competitive. So all in all, a lot more competitive than we've seen in a lot of ISL seasons. I think maybe the first and the second to an extent come to mind. Otherwise, the last few seasons have seen a lot more lopsided games. This one seemed a little bit more close in terms of how all the teams stood.
Yes, so now I want you to help me pick a team for the season. We've been obviously trying to get Anirudh on the call as well, but he's having some technical difficulties. So I think I'll try and reach out to him later and see what I can do with the edit. So let's say, let's start with the coach.
Yeah.
Who would you, in your dream team, who's the coach?
I think just for the way that he kind of turned things around for Chennai, you would have to go with Owen Coyle. There were lots of good coaches. There were lots of people who made their team stick really well and go all the way till the end. I mean, Habas, Sergio Lobera, in spite of his sacking late in the season. Gumbau had a good season as well. So many of them who could be candidates. But for me, it would have to be Owen Coyle. What about you?
For me, it's Abbas. Just because he did the job throughout the season. He too had injuries that he had to deal with, significant players going out injured, found the shape properly, and sort of a lot of people, all the signings, all the people that you want to perform, performed under him. So I think that's a great credit to the coach. So I'd go with
Fair
him.
Fair enough.
But I think Coyle is a good call. Because he's already, anyway, has all the, you know, hype around him, considering the turnaround that he managed to do.
Yeah.
So, going with the goalkeeper, who's the goalkeeper for you?
I would say Gurpreet. Arindam also had a very good season, but Gurpreet probably just shaded it a bit more, because to an extent, BFC had to rely a lot more on him than ATK had to on Arindam. So, quite a few performances which stood out where he was quite rock solid for them, I thought.
Yeah, I think I'll also go with the same, Gurpreet. Again, Arindam was a close second, but 11 clean sheets, which is a record, so have to go with him. And he could have had more, a couple of mistakes he made only, you know, lost a couple of clean sheets, but the number of points that he earned for them, I think he has to go with him. The best defense as well in the league. So. So are you going with a 4-4-2, 4-3-3, which one?
I don't know. I mean, I'm happy with whatever you go with. I guess because we have so many attackers, we should go with a 4-3-3.
Sure. I mean, I was also thinking 4-3-3. So your back four will be?
Well, the one for ESPN that Anirudh and I picked, that had originally we had Prabir Das at right back. We had Jerry at left back. And we had, I think, Agus Garcia and Juanan. I think we made a couple of changes later on. We brought in Sitam Kotal into the center back position in place of Agus. But I thought he was really good for ATK.
So that's your back four?
Yeah, I would stick with that first pick.
Mine would be Yonan and Fall in the middle. Kotal and Fall, I think the goals that he gives you, it's a big bonus. Prabir Das, of course, at right back. I think he has been the best player in the league as far as Indians are concerned. The left back, I'm a little, you know, confused. Maybe Jessel Carnero or Nishu. I think Nishu has improved a lot this year. I've made a lot of fun of him over the time, but credit where credit's due. He's been great.
Nishu had a good season. Jessel had a good season as well. So left back wise, I mean, you could even field Sumit Rathi there. He was quite, I guess he was more of a sort of a sweeper, but I'm sure he could play in that position as well.
Yes, absolutely. An issue for me, so I'm just putting him there. Midfield three.
Yeah, this is, I guess, slightly tougher. I think, would Bumu fit into this one? I think he would.
Yeah.
You would have to play Bumu. Beside him, would you play, who would you play? Somebody else who really made the midfield work really well. Maybe Thapa. And who could be the third? Trying to think, maybe, what about a third? Why don't you suggest a third?
So the two that you picked are in my team also, Thapa and Bumu. Bumu, number of goals and assists, unbelievable. Yeah. Thapa, because he played a significant role in changing the dynamics in Chennai. I went for Eric because he provide the sitting role, get goals, give assists as well. A big senior figure, someone, a leader on the field. And obviously, I like him. So there is that as well. So
yeah, I mean, of course. You would go for Eric. And it's not just because of your BFC bias.
No, it's really not because of BFC bias. No, it's the Eric bias.
Yes, absolutely. I guess the other BFC guys are getting picked because of the Eric bias.
Don't worry. Going forward, frontline, I don't have a single BFC player. So. The bias is right there. So, what about your friend three?
No Chetri for you?
No Chetri, no.
So, we got a little bit of blowback on social media for having picked Jerry from Odisha. I guess ahead of Changte. You would definitely have to have Valskis, perhaps, and you would have to have Roy Krishna. And the third one could be an Indian, and third one would have to be somebody younger. So, yeah, I would go with either one of Jerry from Odisha or maybe Changte.
I went with Valskis, Roy Krishna, and just because they will work so well, David Williams. I know he missed significant chunks of the season.
Yeah.
But for what he provided and, you know, the big moments, he stepped up to semifinals. He was there with the goal and played well in the final as well. So, started strong, went out, came back and finished strong. So, I feel deserves a slot there. So, that's
three that
I have gone for Ogbetsy actually, instead of Valskis. Because in that team, for him to score as many goals as he did, I think it's a great achievement.
So, interestingly, both Anirudh and I actually had Ogbetsy in our as a center forward, but I think after the final we sort of relented and we said no, let's replace him with Valskis. Just because he just showed a lot of that ability to just goal post like nobody better. And imagine, I mean, the kind of competition, Koro behind him, so many other names around as well. Yeah, I guess we are not short on strikers. The whole idea was we could have fielded something like a 1-4-5 formation. A bit like the Indian team of S.A. Rahim times or something. 2-3-5, I think, they used to play.
Yes, it would have been fun at that time. But, it is kind of jarring that the number of Indians who are not in the team.
Yeah.
So, I tried to get an Indian striker in. Thought for a while, but I just didn't feel like anyone trumped any of the three that I picked.
So this is another interesting debate. I mean, we have it in our desk as well. So when you pick a dream team, do you just pick the best 11 players? I think you have to take into account what are the tournament rules. So you have to pick a team which is in accordance with what the tournament requires. I guess this is, I mean, no cheat code being given away, but this is why I also am really bad at FPL. Because I tend to start thinking of a team which can actually play, like, you know, if it's a back four, it has to have at least a fullback, or two. Because, it is, fantasy and it is something that you're doing as an exercise to find the best. But I guess the ultimate aim is to have that team play any other team from the league and to, see how they come up against them. So I've always had this conflict in my mind in any sport, whether cricket, football, anything. So if you pick a dream 11, you've got to try and, feature in what would be the actual rules of the competition. That's my take on it.
So that would be five foreigners.
Yeah, you would have to limit it to five foreigners, which is what we went with actually. So, I mean, I'm endorsing what you're saying that by and large, if you look at attackers, yeah, there wasn't any. I think probably the best Indian attacker was still Chhetri, which is a very sad comment on how Indian football is progressing.
Yeah, if that is the case,
yeah,
I would have to drop Eric, unfortunately, because probably go with Edwin Sidney in midfield, just because him and Thapa works well together. So,
or you could retain Eric and bring in Chhetri for one of the strikers.
No, I mean the only one player I was trying to replace would be Williams, probably with Chante.
No love for Chhetri anywhere, sadly.
I mean, BFC didn't have a great season. He scored 9 goals. A lot of it didn't come from open play as well. A lot of penalties, a few corners.
I was just pulling your. It's been a pretty strange kind of season for BFC, and I think it kind of showed up on Chhetri as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you could see in some of the games, you could see in the semi final second leg as well that, I mean, he is getting on in years, and sometimes his contribution does dip a bit. And there's nothing much that he can do about it in the middle of a game. I mean, full props to him for still working as hard as he does. But I mean, there are limitations to what a human being's body can put up. Yep.
So that would be the dream team. Now, looking at the next season, we don't know when it will start. It was, I think, penciled in for August. Never know. We never know now, considering the situation in the world. It looks like Joseph Gambau has left Delhi. Odisha. Elko is also on his way out, and Vikuna from Mohun Bagan is on his way in to Blasters. George Costa has also left Mumbai. Roka is coming into Hyderabad next year, we know. It looks like Lobera might be either at Jamshedpur or at Mumbai City, one of the two clubs by the looks of it.
Yeah.
So, plenty of managerial action going on. But the interesting one for me here is obviously Vikuna coming in. What do you make of this move? Because I'm not a biggest fan of Elko, but I thought he should have been given one more year.
Yeah, and it was something that we used to discuss a lot during the regular season of the podcast as well. So, it just shows how impatient management is in the ISL. And I don't think that's a surprise. I mean, I think we've always said it rather wishfully that hopefully he'll get more time to build on a team. Hopefully he'll be given another chance. But I think it's just such a... And it's also the difference that a close, you know, competition makes, that there is no danger of a relegation. There is nothing. So the only immediate thing that I'm sure every team management is thinking of is, you know, how do we improve on this next year? And probably the quickest fix solution which comes to your mind is to replace the coach. So it looks like he's just fallen, you know, on the wrong side of that, hopefully. I mean, hopefully there's nothing more to it than purely that. And yeah, I mean, but it's a positive move in a sense, because Vikuna has just won the I-League with Mohun Bagan, done a fabulous job. Seems like a good coach. And the ISL could be a good playing ground for him. And imagine when Kerala Blasters play ATK MB next year. It will be an interesting derby to see which of Habas or Vikuna can get one up on each other.
I think that's fair. But I feel bad for Elko.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
I mean, he should have been given more time to do what he wanted to do with the club. He didn't have a team had a lot of injuries and a lot of other issues. So maybe one more season. But it's just the way, like you said, trigger happy owners of the ISL. So going into some transfer rumors, Nishu is apparently on the radar of Kerala Blasters. I think their two right backs are on their way out. So that's interesting. Aizawl's Isaac is moving to Odisha from what the stories are going. And I think it'll be a good place for him. And this is the interesting one. Rohit Danu, Jonte and Akash Mishra are moving from Arrows to Odisha, according to rumors. Good move for the kids, you'd think, Odisha, considering how they have shown interest in helping youngsters.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the primary concern for anybody coming out of the Arrows is that will they get regular playing time? I don't think it matters too much at this stage which club they're going to. Of course, certain clubs will always be better equipped to handle youth a little better than the others. But the most important point will be that if they are, 9 months with one team, then they've got to have at least a few matches in. So that's the only prism through which I'll watch, any of the youngsters coming into the clubs from the ISL. Not so much the team itself, but more important that they get some time early on in the season and they make the most of it and become regulars.
And just as promised, here is Anirudh Menon. Finally managed to find him, and the technology has betrayed you, my friend.
Yeah, I'm like an ancient human being. The lockdown has taken me back to the cave.
So, we're doing the best 11, season 11, your team of the season.
Superb.
Now, Devayan and we have already given our team of the season, so I'm just patching this part because I wanted the whole three of us to come up with the team.
Oh, nice.
So, starting with the coach, who's the coach for you?
Owen Coyle. I don't think there should be much doubt on that.
Okay. I went for Abbas.
Oh, it's fair enough. You went for the champion coach.
Yes, absolutely. Why Coyle?
Yeah, because just what he's done with the Chennai team is amazing. I mean, we saw Chennai play in Bangalore, didn't we, under Gregory. When Gregory came and he was on the verge of quitting, and it felt like his team was on the verge of quitting. Like they didn't have, like nothing was coming through. So to like parachute in the middle of the season, without preseason, without his players in, take an existing squad to what levels of performance they showed, I think that is just amazing. So, one call for me.
Goalkeeper?
Gurpreet Singh Sandhu.
I think we have all unanimously gone for him.
Yeah, it was very pleasing to see, very error-free performances from Gurpreet this season. He had a couple of them, but not the same levels that he used to exhibit. As in, he used to be either really good or really bad, right? And that was always a problem with Gurpreet. In the sense that when he was really good, he's unbeatable. But then he has those really bad days. So I think he's cut back on the really bad days. And that's encouraging. So, Gurpreet for me.
Yeah, great. And 11 clean sheets.
Of course. I mean, that's indisputable, isn't it?
Yeah. So, you're going for a 4-4-3, 4-4-2,
4-2-3-1.
4-2-3-1, okay. Who's the back four?
So, my back four would be Prabir Das, right back. I know he played right wing back. I'm cheating a bit in keeping him right back.
It's okay.
Juanan, who I thought was excellent this season.
Then?
Pritham Kotal. So, I guess it will be Prabir Das, Pritham Kotal, Juanan and Jerry.
Pritham Kotal is interesting.
Pritham Kotal. So the reason I went for Pritham Kotal is because I thought both Pritham and Prabir did an excellent job together. In the sense that in the ever-changing ATK defense, they were the constants. And ATK had the second-best defense in the league, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, fair enough.
And obviously, it's two different roles. They didn't play in back four, obviously. So it's kind of squeezing them into... let's say a square peg, but still.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Yonan has been unbelievable. He is.
Yonan has been superb.
He is quite underrated, I feel.
Absolutely, absolutely. He's marshaled that Bangalore defense. Forget the defense. I think he's marshaled the entire Bangalore team to whatever position they got to in the league.
Yes, all the thoughts of speaking English.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I remember him telling, I think he told me, it doesn't matter. I speak, go, don't go, stay, tackle, enough. So,
yeah, it's quite a character. That guy.
Yeah, it's absolutely fun.
Yeah. So, 4-2-3-1, right? So, who's the
yeah,
two?
Yeah, so my two midfielders would be Amar Jahu, who maybe it's a guilty pleasure, but I just love watching that man play. It's just like, it's beautiful to watch. So, Jahu and Anirudh Thapa.
Okay.
Thapa, again, I thought was excellent in the Chennai resurgence.
Yes.
And he always seems to score against Goa, which is an added bonus.
Then your front four.
Yeah. So, again, it could be a little tweaking. So, I play Changte on the right. I know he played left wing, but I want Changte in the team. So, I'm playing Changte on the right. Ugo Bumo, who I thought was the best player this season.
Yeah.
Bar none. Him in the middle. And again, a tweak, Roy Krishna on the left with Bartok Bechia prop.
Oh, perfect. Okay, fair enough. So, yeah, quite an interesting team there.
So my feeling with Bartok Bechia especially is that, like, for a team that played as badly as Kerala did, to get so many goals for that team, it shows how good he is, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the same thing I told Devan. He's in my team as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, before I let you go back into your technological void, you were there at the final.
Yeah.
How was the experience play in a ghost final?
It was eerie. It was so eerie. You could hear players swearing. You could hear the ATK VIP, ATK and Chennai in VIP sections cheering. There was only noise in the stadium. And like in the moments of lull, like even when normal fans don't cheer, you still don't feel it's empty, right? Even if there's no noise being made, you don't hear the ball being hit by the players. But here you could. It's just very, very strange.
Yeah, and what was the experience? The traveling, considering all the things that was going on, you were traveling.
I was kind of pumped up initially, and then slowly that became a little, you know, I'm scared. Should I be doing this? But then again, as the match build up started, I got caught up in that and then just went with the flow, you know.
So, but you enjoyed the final despite the fact that
the game I thought was superb.
Yeah.
And I thought Chennai were unlucky. I mean, they show the kind of finishing they were showing under John Gregory in the initial bits. I mean, they're creating multiple chances and they hammered ATK for like the vast majority of the match. But ATK was superb, you know, countering. Their finishing was clinical, so well deserved, I guess. The scoreline doesn't lie. So.
Yes, absolutely. So anyway, thank you so much, Anirudh, for your time, and Debayan also.
Thank
this
you so much.
The ending of our ISL edition of the episode. We'll come back with the I-League episode soon, and for that, just stay tuned and enjoy the game.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.